Constitutional showdown, from pilgrim purity to Marxist poison. Judges block Trump's crackdown on foreign student radicals, exposing judicial overreach in immigration and education, and proving once again that America's elite institutions are spiritually and constitutionally adrift. Judges who claim the powers of a king. This is a judicial coup by communist Marxist judges against the laws, constitution, and democracy of the United States. Stephen Miller. That quote, delivered by President Trump's senior advisor, underscores a growing war between constitutional governance and judicial overreach. On Friday, a federal judge temporarily blocked the Trump administration from revoking Harvard University's ability to enroll foreign students, students whose presence is being scrutinized due to escalating anti-Semitism and Marxist radicalism on American campuses. Harvard's fall from its founding. Founded in 1636, Harvard's original purpose was to train clergy and form a biblically grounded elite to steward the young Massachusetts colony with integrity and truth. Its motto, Veritas, Truth, reflected a Christian worldview committed to Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. Now, Harvard is at the center of national controversy for harboring anti-Semitic, anti-American ideologies. Stephen Miller called this a toxic stew of anti-Semitism, anti-Americanism, Marxism, and communism on our college campuses, with Harvard serving as a key import hub for foreign radicals. What began as a seminary now fosters rebellion against God and country. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Judicial coup, Harvard's right to import radicals? In a matter of hours, after Trump announced restrictions on foreign student enrollment at radicalized institutions, a federal judge ruled that even foreign nationals living abroad have a constitutional right to study in America. Miller responded, "We have to let communists from foreign nations into our country to poison our campuses with Marxist ideas, anti-Semitic ideas, anti-American ideas. That's a constitutional right now? This is madness." Indeed, it is madness, and it's also an egregious misreading of the Constitution. Immigration is not a right. As Miller rightly stated, immigration to this country is a privilege. We have the absolute right as a nation and as a people to deny entry to anyone. Acts chapter 17 verse 26 echoes this truth. God determined the boundaries of their dwelling place. Tyranny in robes. ICE officers trapped by judicial order. Even more shocking, Miller revealed that a judge in Boston grounded a deportation flight carrying 8 violent illegal alien criminals, murderers and child rapists, with final removal orders. The ruling left ICE agents stranded in Djibouti with no proper detention facilities, no legal framework, and no resources. "Our ICE officers are imprisoned with savage monsters," said Miller. "This is not just dangerous. It's a judicial act of war against lawful authority." CDHS response. The judge's intervention, like the one shielding Harvard, shows a disturbing trend: unelected judges acting as kings, thwarting the will of the people and the president's clear authority to execute the laws. The founders warned us. James Madison warned in Federalist 47 that the accumulation of legislative, executive, and judicial powers in the same hands is the very definition of tyranny. That's exactly what we are witnessing. A few local judges are claiming authority over immigration, foreign policy, and public safety, not to uphold the Constitution, but to impose their ideology. This Memorial Day, we remember those who laid down their lives to preserve liberty and national sovereignty. The founders never intended that Harvard and federal judges would collaborate to destroy the very foundation for which our soldiers died. Conclusion. Call to courage and constitutional clarity. The courts have once again aligned with America's elite institutions against the interests of the people and the commands of Scripture. This isn't academic theory, it's a real showdown over the soul of the Republic. The question now is whether our elected leaders will stand up to this tyranny in robes, and whether the American people will demand that the Constitution, not woke ideology, governs this land. Watch Stephen Miller's full remarks on Newsmax. Explore more from the series. VCA's Constitutional Showdown.